Now, we've been talking a lot all around 2SER about a brand new thing we're doing called Seeking Sydney. It's where we're getting you to tell us the stories you want answered about this city, and we're going out and making those stories for you. It's all being done by the incredible team at The Razor's Edge, and I'm joined by Jesse Begley. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, of course, the story we kicked off to give everyone an idea about how we do Seeking Sydney was that wonderful Why Is There a Bruce Lee Statue in Kogarah? Which has just proven to be very popular.
Yeah, it's been great. We've had so much great feedback from it. And it was put together so well from the team.
I thought it was just ridiculous. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved going out and seeing that statue. I'd never thought of it before. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was awesome. And just the way that it came back, like we had the reporter was talking to someone from the sister city in China in the end.
Yes.
And was talking about the history of, it was amazing.
It was just one of those weird rabbit holes of kind of excitement you can fall in from one simple question. And that's what Seeking Sydney is all about. It's about using that Harken box on the 2SER.com website. Give us some ideas. But we don't just cherry pick the ideas, do we? We've got a little system for how we pick the next story.
Yeah, so we take all your great questions to us, our listeners, and what we've been doing, we collate three of the most interesting ones that we kind of think are really good little observations about Sydney, and we've been putting them up on our website. We just had a voting round. It just closed between three questions submitted by 2SER listeners. And, we're beginning work on our first project.
Well, this is fantastic. What is the next topic for Seeking Sydney?
Well, submitted. I won't give them the shout-out online just yet before I get there. But we are in contact with them and, we are getting them involved in the story. As an ex-Sydney-sider, how are low-income people surviving with higher renting costs? Are people leaving Sydney?
That is a very good question. And I love the fact that an ex-Sydney-sider is still listening to 2SER. Thank you very much for that. But it's such a good question. I mean, so much of what we talk about here on Breakfast really can get back to that housing cost thing. It's a question on everyone's mind. It's terrifying. I'm in my 40s. I don't ever expect to own a house if I live in Sydney, ever. It's that kind of bad.
Yeah, it's just over the last couple of days, mentioning the question to people, everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Everybody has a friend that, that couldn't just couldn't cut it anymore and had to move out and change careers. I remember a couple of years ago, I met a friend of my father's that got divorced from his partner and ended up living in a van on Glebe Point Road and driving up to the North Coast on the weekend just to make ends meet. And he was a graphic designer.
This is what's incredible to me. We're not, we're talking about people with jobs.
Mm, yeah.
Actually with jobs, people who have an income coming in, but courtesy of where Sydney is in terms of the housing market, be it rental or be it mortgages, these people are living really rough.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will be really good to get into, we're going to jump into some census data, try and take the story from as many different angles as possible. And and hopefully get a good rewarding story out of it for, the person that submitted it.
Well, look, Razor's Edge is 7:30 p.m. on a Thursday. It's not just Seeking Sydney, though. Lots of other good stuff happening on Razor's Edge.
Yeah, well, look, we're just New South Wales focused. And recently we've made a real big conscious effort to get right into a lot of local council issues and a lot of, not just surface Sydney level topics.
The current affairs that a lot of people don't talk about.
Yeah. It's just, I find with there's so much national news going on and so much international news that I think people lose a little bit of sight of, what's actually happening in their backyard, that decisions have been made by councils, things have been put forward by advocacy groups that really affect them.
And they're the things that will affect us quicker than anything else, usually. It's quite amazing. That sort of council roundup used to be a mainstay of newspapers. And as sort of obviously funding for newspapers, as journalists lose jobs, that's been dropped a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And even I was talking to a councilwoman from Illawarra just a couple of weeks ago, and she used to say the public forums used to be, packed to the rafters of people engaging, being down there, yelling at the rafters when something is going to be passed. But it only really comes up when something very controversial happens.
We should turn it back into a Parks and Rec episode. They always had people packing out council meetings.
They'll have so many hilarious
I don't even know where to begin
situations.
With now, of course, you're working on this story, but people can still be submitting ideas just constantly, and I guess we'll have another voting round soon.
Yeah, so with the next 2 weeks, we're going to be picking another three, because we've got so many great questions. We're going to be picking another three questions and throwing them up and seeing what people think.
So yeah. People should jump onto 2SER.com, check out the Seeking Sydney. It's a little box where you can submit the ideas you've got. Anonymous if they want to, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Really important to you. But we'd love to know what you are thinking. We'd love to hear from you. And then Jesse's going to wrap it together with you, with the team.
Absolutely, yeah. And you should see some of these questions. They're very creative. It's, I don't know if it's one of the things, like us, like being a journalist, you know, you get a bit of a blinder when you're out in public, but some of these questions are so observational and great, you know, just little things about the city I just haven't noticed at all.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And of course, we did get that one wonderful troll question where people wanted to know why we were all so handsome.
Mean.
That was mean. We know we're not handsome. You don't have to be cruel about it. We're fully aware.
We're in radio for a reason.
Jesse Begley from The Racer's Edge and from Seeking Sydney, thank you so very much.
No worries, Nick. Thanks for having me.
I cannot wait to hear the next story. I genuinely can't.